every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you're new here, I'm Blake Byrne, and every week on this show, we explore what it really means to become healthier, become stronger, and be more intentional. Not perfect, but just real. And if you've been rocking with us for a little while now, you already know the goal here. It's curiosity. It's about growth. It's about asking better questions so we can actually understand our bodies, our minds, and our habits, and take meaningful action today, not just someday. Today's guest brings a completely new angle to that mission. He's doing something most people have never even considered and something that I never even thought was a possibility. And yet it's something we all use every day without thinking about it. Our voice, not just what we say, but what our voice actually reveals about, you know, how we feel and biometrics that you didn't even think that you could have with just your voice. So my guest today is Alex Fredericks, founder of Tonewell, and what he's creating is going to change the way that people think about stress, recovery, hydration, energy, sleep, and emotional load. Tonewell analyzes the micro patterns in your voice to understand what your nervous system is actually going through, all from a simple 30-second clip, which just sounds unreal. Now, blood tests can absolutely reveal what's happening inside the body, labs, wearables, biomarkers. They all have a place, but those are just snapshots. And this is a snapshot as well, but they take planning, appointments, equipment, and they give you data from a specific moment in time. And what's cool about Tonewell is it gives you something different, something in the moment, a real-time reflection of your internal state based on frequencies and tension patterns your voice naturally carries. And that's what's powerful, because we all had days where we wake up and feel completely off. You slept, you ate, you checked every box, but something in your system is overloaded, maybe under-recovered, or you're emotionally taxed, and you just don't know why. Your wearable might say you're good, like a Whoop or Garmin. Your sleep app might show green, but your nervous system tells a different story, and your voice is one of the clearest ways to detect that. And Alex took that idea, your voice doesn't lie, and turned it into a technology that can show you where you're out of alignment. So today's conversation is going to be laid out in a way that you can understand it, and we'll break it down to how this app actually works and what can benefit. So we'll learn a side of health that most people never think about, and we'll be right back after this with more Live Better.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kind of is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
We'll be right back.
responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Alex Fredericks, thank you for joining me today. I'm super excited to talk about Tonewell. I've never heard anything like this before. So, just welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So I want to set the stage for everyone tuning in. Before we dive a little deeper, I want to start with the foundation and give people a clear sense of who Alex is and, what brought him to this point.
Well, I appreciate that. I always love talking about myself. I am a consumer packaged goods person. I have been for my whole career. I like to think of myself as a growth engineer and a problem solver. I started in the music business, and then I went into consumables, things like skincare and fragrance, cosmetics, vitamins, supplements. And after doing that for a long period of time and kind of understanding that captured demand space, I moved into things I was very interested about, which at the time was thought leaders and gurus and NGOs and kind of larger scale things. But you realize that at the end of the day, it's chalk or cheese. They all have to go into a box. That box goes on a shelf. People have to take it home and brag about it. So I was like, in about 2018, when I left the hardcore agency world, I said to myself, what is it that I'm interested in? And it led me into wellness technology, everything from neurofeedback to PEMF machines and infrared machines and supplements of things that I wanted to take. And now somebody that was in his late 40s, early 50s. And along the path, I found some technology that was being used in a completely different application. That when I saw it, I said, wow, I think I can do something with this. And that technology is what became the basis of Tonewell.
So before we jump into the technology and, what Tonewell is, music to, kind of the entrepreneurship of where you're at now is a pretty big jump. How did you end up in music? Were you a singer or were you just kind of like, a manager? Or what was your role with that?
It's funny. It's not that big of a leap, and I can get to that very easily. I have no talent other than being able to close my eyes and see things, which to its problem itself is my talent, my superpower. So as somebody that was very dyslexic as a child, I used music as a tool to keep me up with the crowd. It taught me how to speak bigger words, how to put phrasing together, colors and things of that nature. And then as I grew older, when I was in college, I walked into an event one day. I saw a band that I was having a great time, literally having a great time. And when I closed my eyes, literally, I saw what I could do with these guys. And I said to them, hey, I bet you XYZ. And they said, well, if you could, let's go. And that got me into the business. I was in music for about 18 years. Like I say to people, head chef and bottle washer. meaning I was a tour manager, a production manager, a booking agent, an A&R guy, a producer, anything that needed to get done to grow the entity. It's why after that I went into brand extension and marketing and product, because legitimately there's always a problem to be solved, whatever business you're in. I hope that the answer is yes. Now, what's the question? Meaning, like, just have that attitude to go get it done. And if you can see what you need to solve, you should be able to work backwards. It's like a big puzzle box. You keep referring to the photo because that's all you see, the photo. And then you have all of these disparate pieces that you have to put together. But you know it's there because you can see the photo. And that for me, is what music was. I am not a musician, didn't want to be discovered, not a struggling writer. Though I produced records and I was a manager and a tour manager and everything in between, a lot of it just came down to, if I saw it, I was like, well, let's go do that. Well, how do you do it? Well, I don't know, but we'll figure it out as we go.
So it seems like you were kind of like a visionary from the start. Like you said, you can close your eyes and you can kind of see how things work together. I'm assuming that played a big factor in you going into entrepreneurship and, you know, being successful in that niche.
It did. The thing about entrepreneurship for me, and so as somebody that does a lot of like coaching and consulting, when I really want to be kind of sarcastic to people and they say to me, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I say to you, oh, so you really know how to fail. Congratulations. And I'm not trying to be rude. What I mean by that is, you know how to now get up and do the next thing. That didn't work. Okay, let's get up and do the next thing. There is a particular type of coding in people that when you fail, all you're doing is checking the box of, oh, that didn't work, versus some people, when they fail, they get discouraged and they stop. And when you recognize that it's okay to not have this particular answer, but hey, I don't have to do that again because I've already figured out it doesn't work, you do the thing that does work. And then hopefully, I actually would never have considered myself an entrepreneur, frankly, until Tonewell, because I didn't have that thing that I was going to champion to the world. So what I have been is a consultant or a sole business guy, or because I'm helping other people in their dreams. And it's all of the same thing, to be frank with you. It's whether or not you're standing all the way out front or somewhere in the crew and you believe that it's going to happen. So you're doing your job, you're playing your position, you're building your part. Entrepreneurship is not always the sole game, like there are many people involved. However, it does take the vision of the person out front.
So when it came to growing Tonewell, were there any like growth struggles or getting off the ground that you had to persevere through that, you know, you kind of picked up along the way with other industries that you've been in?
Oh, absolutely. So the fact is, with anything that you build, there's this like rush to market. We got to get there. And then you recognize that when you show up, nobody knows who you are. So you have to spend an enormous amount of time. Hi, my name is, and then explain to yourself why there's value and hope that people are all excited about it. So for Tonewell very specifically, I spent 2 years building it, understanding it. I get it front, back, and center. I can speak it in a million analogies in a million ways. And the day that I had to roll out my first, you know, Meta ad or whatever, you think to yourself, okay, let's go. I'm going to get flooded. And then you kind of look to the left and look to the right, and you're like, well, why aren't other people getting it? Because you're so close to it that it makes perfect sense. What are you talking about? This makes perfect sense. But it doesn't, because as we all know now, as to say this, like, education is the most expensive thing you do. It's why you run yourself into debt, right? Well, you have to also go educate the consumer. If they haven't seen it before, if they haven't picked something up like it and played with it, back to music, every band says, we're such and such meets so and so in a blah, 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 so that you give a frame of reference, right? But Tonewell is, give me a 30-second voice clip, I will hand you back an analysis of yourself that is as in-depth as any other test you've ever taken. And, oh, by the way, you've never done this before, and what do you mean I'm not taking blood or urine, and how are you handing me back something in under an hour that it takes 10 days for my doctor to decipher for me? And that's in there is the rub. So to answer your question, yeah, capturing an audience is the thing that everybody struggles with. And it's where most people give up. You know, you give up when you're, how long do I have to go through this desert to get to the other side? As a mentor of mine once said, after I had a complete disaster in the music business and I was like licking my wounds, and I was on his couch, a very successful attorney, I'm sitting on his couch complaining all day, and he looks at me and goes, okay, Alex, here's the thing. You're in a rowboat. It's like before dawn. You have no paddles. You're either 1 foot off the shore or a million miles away. You choose if you die or not. And I looked at him and I went, oh, yeah, F that, right? And I got back up and I went on it, because that's the problem with most great ideas. They're only great ideas to you until such time that you can translate them to the audience and the audience goes, oh, my God, that's a great idea, right? And that's 20 years to be an overnight success kind of thing.
So it's a perseverance thing is what it seems like. Listen, we're talking to Alex Fredericks, owner of Tonewell. We'll be right back with more here on Live Better, diving a little bit deeper into what it really is and how it can benefit you.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're back here with Alex Fredericks, the owner of Tonewell. And I just want to shift gears a little bit and break down exactly how this works so people can visualize the process from start to finish. So my first question is here is, can you walk us through what happens from the moment that someone records their 30-second clip to when their report hits their inbox or wherever they receive it at?
Absolutely. So first, let me just kind of back up the why things work. So your voice reflects your nervous system and your physiology and how they're operating at all times. So you're just a giant broadcaster like this radio station we're listening to. And every time that you open your mouth and you speak, the wavelength that are the words, that wavelength carries an enormous band of information. So with Tonewell, you go to our website, tonewell.co. You do a 30-second recording. That file gets uploaded into our computer learning system that has 20-plus years of algorithmic science behind it. And what we do from there is we extract the acoustic and temporal features of your voice from that 30-second clip, and then we make a map against very well-established and very well-recognized patterns that indicate what your stress load, your hydration, what your minerals, your physiology, your EQ and your IQ essentially. And those signals that are then mapped, we then take that and then using AI, and I can make the difference in this case between computer learning and AI if we care, but we then our AI translates the output of our scan, of our analysis, and I make it into a very simple, very easy to read, very plain English, what we call our performance report. And in that, we give you what we're seeing as a snapshot. This is what's happening in your system right here, right now, where you might be deficient, what you might be hyper in, what pains and aches you might be having. And we give very simple recommendations and guidelines for you to make an action plan to have a better outcome in your wellness journey. So we're not trying to say, don't go get your labs, don't go to the doctor. But the reality of it is that when you wake up in the morning or you're in the middle of a situation, that if you can check in with yourself and make better decisions, you can have a better outcome on your holistic journey. So where we don't do diagnosis, and I'm not a medical company, we're medical adjacent, we're in the wellness business. What we can say is that our technology is as accurate as urine and blood. And inside of that, I'm going to give you a very real-time snapshot of what's happening with inside of you.
So something I was curious about is, are you just recording it through the phone, or do you need like a microphone? So like, for example, right, could the phone distort your voice to give you maybe not an inaccurate scan, but something that might not be as accurate as if someone had a clearer phone speaker, for example? I don't know if that makes sense or not.
It makes sense, with the exception that you're not recording over transmission, meaning like it's not being brought, it's not connecting one to the other. What we do when we do our file is on your phone, you'll use the memo recorder. If you're an iPhone guy or if you're an Android, you just use the record app, whatever, and that creates an M4A file. That file is what's getting uploaded. In the first of the year, we will have a direct push. So to your SMS, you will get a hyperlink that will be tokenized. We're working on that right now because there is HIPAA compliance law and FDA law that we do adhere to. So even though I say I'm Medi adjacent, I follow all of the rules and regulations. So we had to tokenize what that direct SMS will look like. Neither here nor there for this conversation, but I say that to say at that point you will be directly recording into our mainframe. And that will eliminate the file. But to your question now, unless you really are, on a Nokia for 97 that has a super inferior microphone, then yeah, you could have some issues. But as long as you're, and there are full instructions on our website how to do it, but as long as you're within 6 to 8 inches of your phone's going to capture the file properly, and that file, as uploaded, will not be impaired, which is why the next thing people ask me is, can I just voice to text over WhatsApp or something? And my answer is like, no, because those get compressed, because that is made into a different type of signal that your phone's pushing between WhatsApp or Signal or what have you. So it's a little bit of a, you should be mindful, but no, there's no great issues.
No, it makes sense. So what sets, I guess, Tonewell apart from like a Whoop or Garmin or Aura Ring in terms of like what result you're getting? Like if someone was using Whoop and they wanted to switch over to Tonewell, would they be okay just to get rid of Whoop, or would they work better hand in hand? I know it would be technically kind of like a competitor, but like for people who are extreme athletes, for example, and they want to know their like recovery and stress markers every single day, or would Tonewell just take that all away?
So you're going to use things for like different tools or different things. There are many types of pliers, right? Or there are many types of screwdrivers, right? So in that's how I look at what your arsenal of tools are if you're talking longevity or wellness or peak performance, depending upon the conversation. So though they are a competitor to us, they are doing completely different things than we are. They, to me, the Aura and the Whoop legitimately are like if you used to back in the day go for a run and take your own heartbeat and then journal it. That's what it is. It's long-form data that gives you over the time. This is the mean of what you're doing. Very important. This is where your heart was spiking. This is where you were at rest. And we've mapped it over the last 7 days. And this is your average. And this is our suggestion from that. That is a totally valid thing to do. It is different than what we do. It's a valid thing to do until I say something obnoxious like you recognize that your finger is the end of the train line and it's not like Grand Central where your voice is coming from, meaning like, yeah, it's great, but it's just a signal at the end of the line. We're taking it from the source of the line. That's just me being contrarian. However, where we're different is this. Your voice gives off every biomarker that you have, every mineral, every vitamin, every part of your fascia, your connective tissue, your joints, everything is in your voice. And our reports tell you exactly what's happening now. So the other competitor is clearly true diagnostic tests. You went to Quest and you had your blood pulled. That is amazing for diagnostics, which is large-scale things. You unfortunately have X. You unfortunately have Y. You now go see that specialist. Blood, however, if you got it drawn today and your doctor gets back to you in a week, probably more like 10 days, your blood has completely changed. So you can't do anything actionable today. You can't choose the food you eat or the supplement you take, because it's from 10 days ago information. It's why it's great for heart disease or cholesterol, the broad markers, not the fine-tuned markers. What we can say for you is, you know, we recognize that there's not enough daylight today, and I can see that your B and your D is low, or you're not getting enough sleep because your GABA receptors are low, or your magnesium is a little off. We might suggest that you eat these types of food today, do these types of things. Our plan is a 7 to 14 day plan, not the rest of your life plan. Because if in seven to 14 days, I can help you make some better decisions and you feel better, air quotes, feel better, then you're going to start making the next set of good choices. Our mission statement as a company is to help people build better relationships with themselves. And even though we're in the age of information and data is enough availability ad nauseum, doesn't actually mean that you know how to make it actionable. Back to being an entrepreneur, you can like drown yourself in optionality, and there's the analysis to paralysis side of things. But if you have little tiny actions, I'm not going to have coffee after 3 o'clock. I'm going to take a 10-minute walk after I've eaten. I'm going to use NAC as my supplement for my viral load. Simple things, and they begin to work for you. You then will say that 10-minute walk is a half an hour walk. I have three types of supplements I take for my viral load because I have H. pylori or candida or digestive issues, whatever it might be. So it's not that competition's great. You want competition. How can I be the best unless somebody's trying to eat my lunch? But actually, wearables aren't my competition because they're another tool, very valuable. But I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, right? I'm not wearing a wearable when I'm actually exercising. It would be counterproductive for me. There are guys that do, and they have to tape up their wrists, and I kind of laugh at them because now I have a handle to grab, right? So it just matters on what you're looking to do. We work with a lot of athletes, as much as I work with women 35 and above that are having hormonal issues, because, frankly, they all turn off differently. I'm a guy in my early 50s. As I just said, I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm a black belt in it. I train 7 days a week. My testosterone level is very high for somebody my age. So what I do is I take an estrogen eliminator. That's what I do. I try to suppress the estrogen because estrogen and testosterone come off the same branch amino chain. So understanding yourself a little better stops me from having to go into hormone therapy. Not necessary. Might be necessary for the other guy. For me, I need to eliminate something. And that's where ToneWell really shines, is getting to the nitty-gritty of the individual.
I want to jump right back into this, but you guys are tuning in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we're talking to Alex Fredericks, owner of ToneWell, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
Honey, look, four calling birds.
Do they have cell phones?
Well, yeah, they're called calling birds because they have four lines of Cricket 5G.
How do they pay?
Oh, easy. Each line is only $25 a month.
Who are they calling?
It's me. One sec, gotta take this.
Join Cricket Nation and get four lines for $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. New lines only. All lines must be selected. Unlimited plan fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're back with Alex Fredericks, with the owner of Tonewell. Now, I have a lot of questions here that I still want to catch up on, but one thing is, how did you even discover that this was a possibility? Until this was brought to me, I didn't even know that this was a thing, or like I said, a possibility to, I guess, get diagnostics based on, I guess, your voice frequency or wavelengths. How did you come across this? And you know, how did you know that this is something that you could capitalize on?
Well, let me go back to the music business. So I started, as I said, in the music business, and I started very early on, wanted to be a manager, so I figured I'd become an engineer and a producer, so I knew how records were made. And at that time, when I mixed an album in the late 80s, early 90s, you would mix an album, and on the mixing desk, the board you were sitting at, was an oscilloscope, X and Y axis, with what looked like an infinity symbol running through it. And when that symbol was all fuzzy, you knew things were out of phase. And when it was a nice, clean, crazy 8 infinity symbol running, smooth line, good tempo, you knew everything was in phase, meaning like the hi-hat of the drum and the guitar weren't fighting against each other. So it would sound good. It would be appealing, let's say. Quality, you know, good song, bad song, that's different. But the sound of it was right in the pocket. Then fast forward through my career, I worked in market strategy forever, and I listen to a ton of people, and people say things like, I don't have the bandwidth for that, or that didn't just resonate, that doesn't resonate with me, or I didn't vibe with that. My favorite one is, you better watch your tone with me. Those are frequency words. Just like if you heard a piece of music and your hair stands up on your arm, something physically is happening. It's the vibration from a particular note, the resonant factor of that note made your hair stand up. So many years ago, I'm working with a PEMF company. If you're into recovery and you're a peak athlete, that PEMF is one of the great modalities in that. And the company I was working with, PEMF, is pulse electronic magnetic frequency. And the last word, frequency, in that is important to this conversation. So I'm working with the company. They're called Amp Coil. I suggest anybody check them out if you're into that space. And I'm having a conversation with them because what they specialize in is delivering PEMF signal. But what they do differently than most is they are able to change the shape of the wave as well as change the frequencies being delivered. So I said, that's fascinating. I'd love to speak to the science guys behind it. We had a great conversation. I said to them, hey, I want to go to the market with this, with your specific technology, but in reverse, because we all know that if you can deliver frequency at a certain harmonic, then you could probably read it coming back in. Their answer was, of course you can. And that's how the genesis of this got started. It took us many years, 2.5 years to get to market, to make it so that it was actionable and that we're working against real science markers. Nobody's making it up. You know, that we're using what are the white papers from, you know, the Harvard Medical Journals and the PubMeds and the NIH studies and making sure that we're backed to the standard with inside of the business. And here we are. It really is being able to put together my 30-plus years of business journey and remembering the things that make sense and knowing enough customers to understand things. And then when you hop on the world that we're in today, which is quantum, it's no longer Newtonian, meaning you're not waiting for the apple to fall off the tree. You're going all the way down to the infinitesimal atom point and creating things. 3D printing is a great example of that. Like, what are you printing from? Right? But you can make a house out of it, or what feels like a coffee cup. And it wasn't there, but now it is. Well, if that's a possibility, so is the other way around. And since this has been studied for 25 plus years, there's a ton of documentation in how frequency is accurate and how frequency hits specific tones. It's like, you know, the opera singer that can break the glass. It's not their volume. It's the note that they sing, and the right note makes the crystal vibrate, and then the crystal cracks apart. Well, what if you could do that the opposite? And that's what we do.
So is there a version of Alex, if you look back on your journey, was there a version of yourself from the past that needed Tonewell the most? And how would it have helped that version of you?
Oh, my God, of course there was. So there were two versions of Alex that needed Tonewell the most. One, I was a very, very competitive judo guy when I was a teenager into my early 20s. And I would, you know, just rip it and grip it. And believe me, my body, after three knee surgeries and probably not taking care of my gut, so I ended up with a terrible gut biome and all of those things. Believe me, that guy could have used it. Really, really seriously. But the person that actually could have used it far better than that was the early 30 version of Alex that was actually no longer the athlete and had settled into the executive chase life and was doing silly things like drinking soda as opposed to water or having really heavy, heavy meals as opposed to, can I get the salad, please, right? Or not understanding that supplementation isn't all the same and everybody doesn't need it. Like, I'm a huge fan of NAD, but I'm going to tell you that once it's loaded and stacked into your body, that your body doesn't need it any longer and you can move on to the next stack of supplement because the idea is to get your body to produce it. So I say that to say that the 30-something version of me that was like, I don't want to say slowing down because I have a ton of vigor and vim, but I definitely wasn't 19 any longer, right? And I wasn't as a hard body guy as I was younger, or I didn't have as much fire to burn. If I could have dialed it in at that moment, that would have been like a huge difference for me because it did take almost all of my 40s to get back into what I call health shape. I've never been out of shape compared to other people, but compared to me, like I literally started jujitsu when I was 40 because I saw myself sitting on a couch and I had one of those, again, I saw it in my mind's eye, man, at 53, you're going to be wrecked. So you better get up and do something. And if I had just taken those middle years, like the mid-30s, I would have been killing it. But anybody, honestly, that likes peak performance or, you know, again, I'm a Generation X guy, so I have a generation of women, my wife, my sisters, my friends, that are going into menopause, already in menopause, and the generation behind me has pre-menopause because of plastics and things like that. Like, there's a million reasons why Tonewell is a helpful tool.
Yeah, you just mentioned plastics. I'm curious, is it able to pick up? I kind of got like a big question here. I don't know if it's answerable in an easy way, but have you seen like how do I phrase this? Is there anything that when people do these voice scans that there's something affecting them that they didn't realize that might be affecting them that, you know, lot of people, it shows up in their scans?
So there are a couple things. First and foremost, environmental toxins are real, and we all have them in different shapes or forms. And what they're doing is they're dampening your signal. It's like not coming as through as bright. So since there's a normative that we mark against, it should be 6, but it's 2, right? Something like that. You recognize that something's wrong in that particular channel. Now, the things that we get all the time are this. So this shows every physical marker. So, like, again, I do combat sports. I have a really bad left eye because, well, fortunately I've been bunched in it enough times, you know. And when I do my scans, it always shows up, something wrong with your left eye. Now, we don't ask a questionnaire. There's no 25 questions, give me your family history. So when we say to people, here's your report, and they're like, how did you know my L1 was broken or my L1 was bruised or my meniscus hurt or my shoulder or my neck? I'm like, well, I don't actually know anything. Mm-hmm. Recognize that your nervous system's like the garden hose. If there's a kink in it, you find where the kink is, and then you point out the kink. That's kind of how that works. But the thing that gets people the most is oral health. So 9 out of 10 people that get, you should have oral health, brush better, floss better, scrape your tongue type stuff on our report, that everybody says, but I already do that. I've been to my dentist. I don't have cavities. And my answer every time has been, you're not thinking about your digestion system. And they go, yeah, I do have stomach problems. Yeah. And it starts in your mouth. Like, it legitimately is the portal. That's the beginning of your digestion system, you know, where you eat and swallow. And that, if you know, the the bacteria in that aren't as healthy as they should be, that's going to affect your gut and your fauna and your flora and your digestion and all. But I take, you know, but I take a probiotic, people say, like, yeah, but you could do something as simple as scraping your tongue, because you don't. We all know you drink coffee and eat whatever, and guess what? You just haven't power washed the deck. That's the thing that, of all of them so far, it's been oral health, because everybody wants to swear that they brush their teeth and floss. And you're like, I bet you do. But the reality is, I'm talking about your digestive health, not your breath.
So have you had any, like, success stories of people finding something before it became a major issue? So, for example, I have Crohn's disease, and I probably started developing it in like sixth grade, maybe. And I finally got diagnosed in ninth grade after seeing a bunch of doctors. They all they could not figure out what was wrong with me for the longest time until I went and got a colonoscopy. Say sixth grade Blake went in, did this voice scan. Would I had a better chance at finding out what was actually wrong with me, or would it not kind of, help in that aspect of things?
So your voice carries your physiology signal. Things like stress, fatigue, dehydration, or the emotional state, and within the way that your voice changes and pitches, the tremors and the rhythms, those are the things that aren't just random, and that's what we pull against, right? So though we don't make a diagnostic, I'm never going to tell you what's wrong. I have H. pylori, candida, and Epstein-Barr. When they all go off, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. And if I try to explain chronic fatigue syndrome to people like doctors, they kind of look at you and they're like, that has never been proven. You're like, yeah, it's totally not been proven, but I just crawled in here. Now, the real thing was that I had three factors, the H. pylori, the candida, and the Epstein-Barr. Right. And they all work in tandem with each other, against each other. They love each other. They hate each other. And when it becomes the Hatfields and the McCoys in my body, I just get wiped out. I say that to say, when I do my tone well scans, it tells me how to best manage the opportunity. So like in Crohn's disease, to your point, it's like there's a digestion issue, but it's also there's a hydration issue. And when your stress goes up, it's going to make them both worse, the empathetic part of it, like, ooh, I feel bad and I'm going to feel bad. Like, you can beat a cold with, you know, a good mindset, semi-true. So in that, that's my answer. I'm never going to tell you what you have. I'm going to tell you what we see. This is what I see right now, right? I have a peak performance guy. He's one of the top athletes in the world. And every time I send him something, he tells me all the things that he does and why I'm wrong. We've yet to be wrong. What he's not understanding is that, like, just because you take everything under the sun doesn't mean your body's absorbing everything under the sun. Mm. And if we can change one or two things, then you can begin to absorb more of what you take and your recovery and how your $10,000 water filter and all of those crazy things. But if your body isn't reacting to them, it doesn't much matter. It becomes asparagus in the toilet bowl, meaning it goes right through you, right? Like, ooh, why did I even eat that stuff? So there's that. But the other side of it, to actually answer your question, is yes. One of our very early investors, we did a test for her. I sent her back something. She said to me, oh, but I just got off of an airplane, so no wonder it shows this marker. The marker was CH pneumonia, which is one of the many early precursors of pneumonia. 3 days later, she called me up from the hospital and said, you know, I didn't pay any attention to your scan until I woke up yesterday morning and the word pneumonia was in the back of my head and my lungs were really heavy. So I went to Cedars-Sinai. She lives in LA. I went to Cedars-Sinai and I have walking pneumonia. And I said, I'm so sorry to hear that. I wish you had listened. Yeah, she did. She was 2 days later. So yeah, because it shows up. Now, what it shows up into is between you and the Lord, but it being there, like, you're not going to refute the fact it's there. I had a guy once tell me that he doesn't drink. Meanwhile, the whole scam was like, tell this guy to stop drinking alcohol, right? Like, what do you want me to tell you? So we're not a predictive algorithm that way. We're an informational boost, right? Do with it as you will.
Alex, I really appreciate you coming on here today to talk about Tonewell. Where can I find this and so I can help the audience here?
I appreciate that. So you can find us at tonewell.co. That's TONEWELL.co. We're on all of the social channels, and I myself, Alex Fredericks, I'm a very Googleable person, and I'm happy to answer any question for anybody that would like to engage with our tools.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex. We'll be right back with more Live Better right here after this.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode of Live Better. And I've got to say, conversations like this are why I love doing this show. They make you pause, they make you think, and they remind you that health isn't just about routines, numbers, or checking boxes. It's about really understanding yourself on a deeper level. So thank you for tuning in to Live Better, and thank you for supporting the show. And I'll be back with more guests to keep on switching your perspective and giving you things to think about. So thank you again, and I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.